We go now to the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line, and we shine our senior spotlight on Missouri Southern pole vaulter Emily Pressley. Emily, great to have you with us. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Emily, I am going over right now some of your achievements and accolades, and I'm going to get to those in a minute. But the only thing I keep thinking about is how on earth is Emily just staying still and not doing anything? Because it seems like you're used to being active all the time. How are you handling this right now?
So it's definitely very difficult, but I relocated immediately because the Olympic trials at the time weren't postponed. And so, I mean, every and any athlete is just trying to keep training, and that's what I did. So I relocated up in St. Louis, and then my vault facility got closed. And so I am currently vaulting at a public track by myself from my hometown. They have their pits out for me, and I just use those when I can. And I also just use the track because it's open to the public. It's a public track, so I use that. But as far as weightlifting, I'm having a hard time. But I'm definitely keeping it going. I'm still working. I'm an essential worker. So everything's pretty normal besides that I'm having to commute a little farther.
So when you're practicing, you're doing this at your public place, is it one of those things where, like, is first of all, somebody else there, you know, while you're there working, like anybody who works at the facility there?
No, so it's owned by the city. I live in a very small town, so our high school utilizes it, but it's actually open to the public, and nobody is up there, and it's kind of, I guess, one of those things is like you just go and use it, and other people are walking the track when it's nice out, and I'm just up there pole vaulting, and
so
and I can't
do they,
get, I, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say, do they have all of that stuff out there just specifically for you?
Well, I actually, when I was relocating, I asked the head coach, and I said, hey, this was, you know, before school had completely got canceled, and they didn't know if they were going to be still going to school. And I said, hey, can you just leave those pits out for me? I'm probably going to have to relocate. And I knew that my facility in O'Fallon was probably going to get shut down because that's where a lot of it is progressing. And so I was like, okay, if this place closes down and my coach that was helping me out at the time up there closes down, I said, then I'm going to have to resort to this public track. And that's what I've been doing. And it's very difficult because nobody wants to coach right now. Nobody wants to be exposed. And a lot of older coaches don't want to be out there. So I'm kind of just having to pretty much videotape myself and look at it.
And how do you do coaching yourself and watching the videos? Are you pretty good at that?
Yeah, Coach Scheiding has set me up to know and how to coach the pole vault. And I mean, being a pole vaulter myself, I know what to look for. But it is very difficult to find the motivation to be pushed, you know. Maybe I'm having an off day. Coach Scheiding has always been the one to, if he shows up, I feel like I have to impress him. I feel like I have to have a good day. So when nobody's there watching you, you're just kind of like, oh, if I have a bad day, I have a bad day, you know, so it's a little different, yeah.
Emily, there are going to be Olympics next year, and this was going to be, obviously, your only senior year. So what bums you out more, missing out on the home stretch of your senior year at Missouri Southern, both academically and athletically, or missing out on the Olympic trials this year?
I think, oh, man, they're just so intertwined. I definitely think, you know, missing out on my last NCAA championship. I mean, one of those things that, you know, me and Scheiding, we have a winning record and we are proud of that. And, you know, hugging him when I win a championship is something that we expect. It isn't something that we're like, oh, wow, you know, we're lucky. You know, if I don't get that winning championship, I mean, we just look at ourselves like, wow, like, we know my potential and, you know, hey, you should have went out there. And if you would have done what you've done all season, you would have won type of loss instead of it being like, oh, we did everything we could have and we still lost. I mean, it's one of those things where like, if I don't win, we're upset. And so, you know, not getting that chance to hug him and just be able to celebrate that victory of, hey, we did it again. You know, we got out here and in a high stress environment and we won again and again, you know, so not being able to give that last hug or even just that last moment of like, hey, that was a good ride. You know, like maybe if I would have lost, hey, I know you came back from an injury and this was a great ride, you know, and just finishing that season and kind of having that closure definitely hurts. So,
well, I love to hear the fact that you're still as driven as you are and still figuring out ways to push yourself. And obviously, well, I guess pun intended here, the bar is set high for you. Like you personally, you believe in great things and believe good things to happen. I am very interested right now because I got to be honest with you, Emily, growing up, pole vaulting was never nobody approached me and said, hey, you want to try this? Check this out. This might be fun. How did you even get into this?
So I mean, I live in a small town and I was a sprinter when I was in junior high and I was getting into it. My sister actually ran track and she was a sprinter and she actually sprinted at Lindenwood for a year, but, she was just kind of like, she did it. And so I did it and I wanted to beat her. And then, the pole vault coach was like, hey, we don't have any pole vaulters. How about you come out and try pole vault? 'Cause you're fast. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I started doing the pole vault, and I actually hated it. Despise everything. I hated the pole vault, but I got good at it. And I wanted to make it out of my town, and I felt like that was something really special, is to make it out and go to college. That's big here. You know, you go to college here, and you're known. So I just wanted to make it out, and I knew volleyball and basketball, I wasn't good enough. And I got good at track, and I said, well, this is what we're going to do, and I kind of like it because I'm good at it. And so then, once I got into college, the love for the sport actually just went crazy. So,
the very first time you did it, because pole vaulting is one of those things where you know you got the pole, you start running toward that pit. I mean, like you have to commit to it. Like you have to, you know, when you're in the moment, you have to actually do it because you don't want to get, you know, a few feet off the ground and then fall. Were you nervous to do that?
Oh yeah. I always tell people, you know, I'm deathly afraid of heights.
So, oh, perfect.
Yeah. So I actually, whenever I'm, you know, people think you actually see things when you're pole vaulting. I don't, you know, you, once you plant the pole, it's all muscle memory. And, I don't see how high I am. I don't see myself, you know, coming down. I just do it. And, I think for me, I don't know. I'm deathly afraid of heights, so I just do it right because I know if you don't do it right, it's going to be bad.
Emily Presley of Missouri Southern in our senior spotlight on 101 ESPN, a 7-time All-American, 5-time MIAA champion, 3-time NCAA pole vault national championship winner, a 2-time Missouri Hall of Fame enshrinement nominee. So you've had all of these positive things. What's the worst thing that has happened to you in pole vaulting?
The worst thing actually happened in Birmingham, just before our the day before our championship got canceled. I went to push off the pole on a jump and the pole came back and actually stabbed me in the eye. and I have a video of it.
Oh.
Somebody in the stand sent me the videos, but we were practicing, obviously, we're getting ready for the championship, and it came back and it poked me in the eye. And it was the first time that I've ever really got hit in the eye with the pole. So that was something pretty cool. But that, I think that's the worst thing besides breaking my nose when I was in high school. So, yeah. I mean, I got hit pretty hard in the eye.
You ever seen one of the poles break?
Oh, yeah. I've broken poles. Oh, yeah. I mean, I guess that's bad, too.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. So what happens? Like, I mean, if you get up a little bit off the ground, the thing snaps, then what?
Yeah. So I usually have only broken... And up until my junior year, I broke short approach, which means you're only going from 4 steps and or less. And so I usually break short approach, so they can shatter in your hands. You can land in the box. You can break bones. Sometimes injuries come from actually falling into the box awkwardly. So, you know, ankles or I've never really gotten injured from that. But I did break my first long run pole at a meet, which was in Essex. And it broke clean versus the UCSs that I used to use. They would shatter and they will crack and go everywhere. So the UCS or the Essex that I used actually broke clean, but it makes a very loud pop and you'll land in the box.
God.
Yeah, but that's terrifying.
That sounds like a nightmare. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I would like that at all. Emily, I'm sure the answer to this is total body. Like, I mean, you're an athlete through and through. You talked about trying to find places to train. You're trying to get creative. But specific to pole vaulting, is there a muscle group that is the most important? You were talking earlier about pushing off the pole. I was thinking shoulders. I mean, what is the most important muscle group, if there is one?
So I would definitely say the shoulders. I get asked all the time, are you a gymnast? Do you fight? Do you do, fighting or wrestling or what are you? And so, and it's kind of funny because I'm like, oh, I'm a pole vaulter. So I'm actually pretty short. So I'm five three. I'm pushing 5'3", really. I'm like 5'2" and some change. But so I kind of make up for the things that I don't have, like long levers to create momentum and to create big bends and big energy out of the pole. So I use a lot of speed, and I use a lot of muscle. So I can bench 185 pounds. I can shoulder press a ton. I just make up for that by lifting really, really heavy, and but also watching my body weight, because just like anything, fat don't fling far, and neither does muscle. So you got to be light, and you've got to be really strong, and shoulders are definitely a must, definitely.
So our producer, Brad Barnes, who you spoke to first on the phone, has asked me to ask you these two questions, and they are related. One, can fat people vault? And two, how big of a pole would he need?
Fat people can vault, yes. And it just depends. So you, when you're using a pole, you want to use, a pole that it's, I mean, it just varies, versus technique. So I use poles that are probably 30 to 40 pounds over my weight. My competition weight is 135. And I use poles that are like 170s, 175. And so, I mean, for me, it's because I'm so strong, and I use a lot of my muscles to create energy. But for other people who maybe are more lean and lanky and don't have so much muscle, they might use poles that are more towards their weight. So it just kind of just depends. Just depends.
Telephone
okay,
pole.
So
he would
got
need
it.
Like a really, yeah. Did you say telephone pole?
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't have the bend. They don't have the give, but I guess.
Hey, Emily, when did the Olympic dream begin for you?
It came up my sophomore year. Well, it's kind of always been a dream, but my sophomore year, it kind of became a reality for me and something that I could potentially pursue. Yeah.
And how do you feel about your chances? Obviously, like you said, there aren't going to be Olympics this year, but next year you'll have a chance to get into those trials, and you're going to spend time preparing for that. When you watch the world stage of pole vaulting, how do you feel about your opportunity?
So for the Tokyo 2020 plus Olympics, I feel like I can qualify for the trials, and that's my goal. I 100% think that I am a 450 plus jumper. I think that I just need a good day and some more training. I was out for a year and a half actually before this last season, and I PR'd. I was dealing with a tibial osteoblast, so I'm kind of a go-getter. I don't let adversity get with me, and I think that's really strong. And I look up to a lot of the greats. So, Katie Najat, so for instance, one of my marks is 443, and Katie Najat's mark is 444. And I really live off of that because she was one of the professionals. She is now one of the best in the United States, and she's sponsored by Nike. But she jumped 444 in college, and I'm like, if you just don't give up, it can happen. I'm jumping literally 0.01 behind her. So I just feel like if I just don't give up, maybe it might not happen Tokyo. I might not go to the Olympics unless, hey, I go and I jump out of my mind, just like Lexi Weeks in 2016. She jumped out of her mind and went to the Rio trials, or to Rio. And so, hey, maybe if I have like a miracle jump, I'll make it. But you have to be a realist behind it too.
We'll be rooting for you. What's a tibial osteoblast?
So I had a like a chronic stress fracture that created a little hole in my bone. And I was probably weeks away from having a rod put down my shin to help heal it because it just wasn't healing. It would not heal. And I spent months and months and months just doing nothing. This was my senior year. So my senior year before my fifth year. So this last season was my fifth year because I had a redshirt. So I redshirted an indoor season on my senior year, and I ended up not healing. And I came back for the outdoor season because we were going to win the MIAA championships, we thought. And so we ended up losing by 0.2 that championship in the outdoor season. So I came back, and I ended up just vaulting maybe like once a week if I could handle it. I was barely able to do that. And then I would just, you know, compete on the weekends. Ended up winning the outdoor MIAA championship, which was crazy. Went for an all-time PR of 447, which would have solidified my spots in the USA. But then after that, I was just really, really exhausted. I went to the national championships, went from a short approach, and got second. So, I tried my best that year. But and then I came back this last season for the indoor to finish off my collegiate career. Ended up getting an all-time personal best. And I think that I've got a lot of room to improve. I'm completely healthy now. And, you know, my coach knows it and I know it. And we do a lot of good work now that I'm healthy. So it's pretty exciting.
And have you gotten your diploma already then? Have you graduated from Missouri Southern?
Yes, I graduated last May with a kinesiology degree.
Great. So just from an athletic standpoint, you don't get an opportunity to finish things off. But from an academic standpoint, you got a chance to. And like you said, it's a big deal in your town to cross that platform and get that diploma handed to you.
Yes, I was a first generation college graduate. So it was really great to take that home to my family.
That's pretty awesome. Hey, Emily, we loved having you with us. Thanks so much. We're going to be rooting for you at the Olympic trials and hopefully at the Olympics. And we'll keep an eye on what you're doing.
Thank you.
Emily Presley is in our senior spotlight, graduated from Missouri Southern, and look for her in the Olympics pole vaulting in a few years, maybe next year in Tokyo.